The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Daf Chavtet. Today's daf is being studied Le'inu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Le'Fuah Shelema Yosef Ben Sarah, Hamim Ben Adel, Sarah Bat Rachel. Inna Nefananahem Betok She'ar Chola Amo Yisrael. Amen. We begin today the third perek called Elu Ne'arot. Just an introduction to the third perek, which begins with the subject of a ones. What is an ones? That is somebody that has a forced relation with a ne'ara, betula, that is not married. And the Torah's law is, after he violates this betula ne'ara, he has to pay as a knas to the father of the lady 50 kesef, 50 shekalim kesef as a knas. The pasuk's language is in Devarim, ki yimsa ish na'ara betula, asher lo orasa, utfasa, veshachav imma, venimsa'u, venatana ish ashochev imma, la'aviya na'ara 50 kesef. Besides that penalty of 50 kesef, he also has to pay other payments. For example, tsa'ar, for pain and suffering. He also has to pay boshet, for the embarrassment, and he also has to pay nezek if there's any physical damage as well. Furthermore, besides the hayuv mamon, besides the monetary obligation, the Torah says ve'lo tihye le'isha, he has to marry the girl again if she wants, and it's forbidden for him to divorce her all his life. The pasuk's language is lo yuchal shaleha kol yamav, and the logic is because now the father is hard to marry this girl off because she was violated. So therefore, now already they force her to get married to this man, or he's forced. Actually, she wants; he has to take her, cannot divorce her. That's the din of ones. Now, there's another case of mifateh. Mifateh is a case of a girl that was seduced. Okay, seduced means she was seduced and she ended up doing it willingly. Also, the law is, there's also knas that the fellow has to pay. The pasuk's language is v'chi yifateh ish betula asher lo orasa v'shachav imma mahor yimarena lo le'isha im ma'en yimen abia letita lo kesef yishkol kemohar habetulot. Besides the other payments. Now, our Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, discusses different ladies that even though it's forbidden to marry them, still if a person is anes them, he would have to pay the knas to the father. Because you could argue and say, listen, the pasuk says velo tiyeh le'isha. So I could argue only on ladies that is possible to marry does this law apply. But maybe to ladies that you can't marry, if a person rapes them, maybe the law of the 50 shekel kesef doesn't apply. The Mishnah doesn't hold like that. The Mishnah is going to say it applies to most ladies, even ladies that are normally forbidden to a person. Mishnah begins, Elu ne'arot sheyesh lahem knas. The following ne'arot, the following girls, have knas. That's she. Elu ne'arot, davka ne'ara, mishivia shte sa'arot achit bagir. והם שישה חודשים שבין נערות לבגרות, אבל קטנה ובוגרת אין להם כנס. So she gives us a rule. The Torah's language by the case of ones is davka, she's a ne'ara. What's a ne'ara? Ne'ara is a very limited age, from 12 years old to 12 and 6 months. Less than when she brought simane na'arut, which is she matured. But she ain't getting, she's less than 12, she's considered a ketana. At 12 and 6 months already, she's considered what's called the bogeret. So the law of ne'ara with the din of ones is between 12 and 6 months, the way 12 and 12 and 6 months, the way that she tells us. Now, sheyesh tem knas, Rashi, im ansa adam, noten de'aviyah hamishim kesef, kedichtiv v'natan ha'ish ha'shochev. Good. He has to pay now the father 50 shekel kesef as a penalty. So the Gemara Mishnah says, who are they? Haba alam memzeret. Oh, now even though memzeret we know is beisur, right? Person is not allowed to marry a memzeret. Rashi beGemara parich avad kesherot lo. I mean, only a memzeret the law applies to. What about a regular kesherah lady? So the Gemara is going to answer. Mishani pisulot is tzedikah l'shmeinan, which means the Mishnah is really saying these are the pisulot that the law applies to. For sure it applies to a kesherah lady. For sure a regular lady you could marry. Certainly the law of onis applies. The tradition of Mishnah is giving you even ladies that are normally forbidden to you, the law applies as well. So that's a person that goes and say, and is me'anes a memzeret. Ve'ala netina. Okay, who are the netina? So that she reminds us who the netinim were. Mina giv'onim. They are from the group called the giv'onim. Vihi asura lekahal. Giv'onim are forbidden to marry into the nation. Where do they come from? Ve'david gazar alehem. Kede amrina bi'yibamot. Right, like we learned the Masikha Yibamot. Those are the ones that falsely came in peace to the Jewish nation. And Yeshua accepted them. And after he found out that they were actually from the Hivi people, that the law of the Torah really is we had to destroy them. So Yeshua allowed them to convert. But he said, we cannot accept them. He placed them as wood choppers and water bearers. This was as netinim, because he natan, he placed them as these items. That she said, "Val Shem v'yitenim Yoshua chotbe etzim b'shua b'mayim kare lehu netinim." So netinim are also asur labo b'kahal. Furthermore, ve'ala kutit. Okay, what is a kutit? That she says, "Kasavar gire arayoten," which is when the king of Assyria came and exiled the 10 tribes. From Eretz Yisrael, he put in those areas over there of Samaria, Shomron, he brought in people from a place called Kuta. They were called Kutim, and they converted. But it's a machlok if the conversion really was legal. This opinion is following that they were called Gire Arayot. Arayot is lions. That they converted because there was a plague of lions that came to attack them, so they were scared. So the conversion really is not a conversion, so therefore they have a status of Goyim, and the Torah says that a person cannot marry a Goyad, lo tithaten, bam, the Torah says. And therefore, if a person's me'anes a kutit, still, even though she's not marriageable, still he has to pay the 50 shekel kesef. Next case. Haba ala giyoret. Okay, a person goes with a giyoret. Ve'al hashivuya. Right, that's a girl that was taken into captivity by the goyim. Ve'al shifha, or let's say a shifha kenanit, okay? Shenivdu. Now, shenivdu means the shivuya was redeemed. Vishenitgayiru. That's referring to the convertess. She converted. Vishenishtahriru. Or the eved, the shifha was free. Now, what's the tradition in all these cases? All these cases, they're full-fledged Jewish. Point is, because the Torah says that for the law of ones, she has to be a betula. Now, these ladies over here are not considered the kaura betulot anymore. So that's what the Mishnah says: pehuta mebenot shalosh shanim v'yom echad. If let's say they either were redeemed, so you have to assume that in the captivity the lady was violated. But if she was less than 3 years old, what's the rule? The betulim comes back. The girl, let's say, converted. She converted less than 3 years old. Even though, let's say, they violated her less than 3 years old, it's goya, but it doesn't matter. After 3 years, before 3 years old, it comes back. Or this, let's say, Eved Shifha Kenanit. She was redeemed, freed after 3 years old. So therefore, we say what? It came back. So the hadush in all these cases is that the betulim will come back, and therefore she's considered a betula. Therefore, that she's full-fledged Jewish, so the law is going to apply. Therefore, if a person's madness, any of these people, you got to pay the price. That's she. Ve'ala shivuya, Yisraelit, shenivdit pehuta mebat shalosh shanim. And she was taken in captivity less than 3 years old. The behaskat betulai, she has the status of a betula. Ve'afilu nivada b'shivya, even if she was violated during the captivity, betuleha hozrim, the betulim come back. Continue. Now the Mishnah brings the last section where we discuss that
not only ladies that are forbidden b'isur lav, like a mamzer or a natin. Now we're going to discuss, or a kuti. Now we're going to discuss ladies that even are b'isur karet to a person. Still, if he violates them, is ma'anes them, he has to pay the knas. What are those cases? Haba al achoto. Right, a person is ma'anes his sister. Ve'al achot abiv, or his aunt, his father's sister. Ve'al achot immo, his aunt, his mother's sister. Ve'al achot ishto, right, or his wife's sister. Furthermore, ve'al eshet achiv, or his brother's wife. Now that she explains, shinit kadesha lo achiv, the case is talking about where his brother was mekadesh this lady, v'girsha, and then they got divorced. She'en ba mita ila karet. Because if his brother was still married, and he goes with the rapes, that's already considered eshet ish. That's a different level. That's already hayab mita. Because he went with eshet ish. When you hayab mita bed din, there's no law of 50 shekel kesef. You need a case of isur karet. So that she creates a case of isur karet, of what? Where his brother was engaged to, let's say, this lady, got divorced, but she's still forbidden to him. Because this bottom line, eshet ach, even after the divorce. So therefore, that case of his hayaf karet, that's why the deen is of the Mishnah, he paid 50 shekel kesef. Bal eshet ahi abiv. Right? His uncle's wife, his father's brother's wife. Now she says, same story. Where they were married, got divorced, now you already have isur karet. Ve'al nida. Right? A person, let's say, goes with a nida, that's also karet. Yesh lahem knas afal pi shem behikaret. Hikaret is another way of saying karet, because there's a pasuk that says hikaret tikaret. So the Mishnah calls the isur karet, or the punishment of karet, hikaret. And behem mitat betin. Right? Even though it's karet, there's no mitat betin, and the law of the 50 shekel kesef for honest is nafka in case where there's either isur lav or even isur karet, but not isur mitat betin. Now the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to explain the logic for that. Because we have a general rule like this. Kim le bidraba mine. When there's two punishments that are being levied to a person, we give him the stricter of the two punishments. For example, a person, let's say, hayav, sikila, and with the sikila is hayav a monetary payment. We don't give him the monetary payment. We give him the stricter of the two punishments, and he gets off of the lighter of the two punishments. Kim le, we establish in him bidraba mine. Bidraba in the greater one. So therefore, that law, according to the Mishnah, only applies when there's a mitat beddin. But karet is not considered subject to the law of kim le bidraba mine. So therefore, that case, she's going to get yeh karet, and he's also going to have to pay the 50 kesef. But if it was a mitat beddin, eno lokeo mishalem. He'll get the mitat beddin, it'll be off of the 50. Comes the Gemara and says, "Hani ne'arot pesulot itlihu kenas." So you listen to me, all the ne'arot in the Mishnah that are subject to the law of kenas, memzeret, kutit, netina. So the Gemara asks, "Kesherot lo? What about a regular keshera? What about a regular girl? That's not a memzeret, a regular keshera. Why the law of order doesn't apply?" So the Gemara answers, "Haki ka'amar, elu ne'arot pisulot sheyesh lehem knas." Now, in the category of pisulot, these are the ones that have a knas. Haba ala mamzeret va'ala netina va'ala kutit. Of course, in the kesherot, we have to tell you, ta'adush is even in the pisulot category. You have a situation. Amar Rav, ne'ara in. So the Gemara says, this law applies only to a ne'ara. Ketana, no, but not to a ketana. Why? Because the Mishnah says, elu ne'arot. So the Gemara says, man tana, who's the author of our Mishnah? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rabbi Meiri. It's following Rabbi Meir. How do you know? The Tanya, we have a braita. Ketana, mibat yom ehad, ve'ad shetavi shete se'arot. A ketana, from when she's born. From she's one day old until she brings puberty, until she brings two se'arot, yesh la mechir. The father is able to sell her. Which means, we know that the Torah gives rights to to the father to sell his girl when she's a minor as a shifcha. Can sell her as a shifcha. Now she says, yes, tavia bazikhiya lemochra leshifchut, to sell her as a shifcha. Ve'en la knas. And as long as he has rights to sell her, she's not in the subject yet of the law of onus, and therefore there is no knas to the father. Rashi, she'aba alea eno hayav knas. Once she brings two sa'arot, until she becomes a bogeret, meaning 12 and 6 months, yesh la knas. Now it reverses. Now she's in the perasha of knas, ve'en la mechir. And now she has no mechir. So you see, according to the first shita, the Rebbe Meir. That's the opinion of Meir. Meir says that when there's mechir, there's no knas. When there's knas, there's no mechir. Shehaya Rabbi Meir Omer, kol makom sheyesh mechir, any time that the father is able to sell the girl, that's before she's 1 day old, up until she's 12, in knas. So there's no din of knas. V'chol makom sheyesh knas, when does knas start? 12 to 12 and 6 months, in mechir. So then we see, Amishnah is found shitat Rabbi Meir, that the din of knas applies when? Davka, when she is a Nehara. Comes the, look at Rashi. Ve'en la mechir k'detanya. Yachol yimkor adam et bito k'shi Nehara. Can you sell a girl when she's Nehara? Amad kavahomer. Mechura kvar yotza. Achshav she'ena mechura eno din shelo timacher. Which means, a girl that was sold already. Once she becomes a Nehara, she goes out. You're going to tell me you could sell the Kataila, a girl that's a Ne'ara, into slavery? Which, if she was sold already, once she becomes a Ne'ara, she's automatically freed. So I don't have to tell you that you can't put her into Shefchot already at the Ne'ara state. Machamim argue under Bimir, and they say, Ketana mibat shalosh shanim v'yom echad, v'ad shiit bager, yesh la knas. Now, Hachamim say, you know when the knas law starts? Once she's 3 years old, which means already she's liuyad lebi'ah, from 3 years old, all the way until bogeret. So you see, Hakamim, all the din of knas applies even to a ketana. So comes the Gemara and says, knas in mechid lo? Oh, what do you mean? You tell me that the law of knas applies from 3 years old, but he doesn't have rights to sell. Hakamim did not mention the law of mechid. So the Gemara says, ema af knas bimkom mechid. Which means the Hiddush is, according to Hakamim, that even at the time that there's Knas, there's also Mechir. The Hiddush is that Knas doesn't kick in until 3 years old. Mechir even kicks in from day one. That's why they only discussed 3 years old. Because 3 years old, that's already when she's there. We have the Bi'ah. So that's when the Din of Ones will begin. But Mechir, selling, according to Hakamim, even starts from when she's 1 day old. So therefore the Mishnah cannot be Shitat Hachamim, because according to Hachamim, already it's not a Ne'ara Dafka, it's even a Ketana Rashi. Af Knas Bimkom Mechir. There's Knas even at the time where she can be sold. V'mishum Knas Nakat Bat Shalosh. Aval Mechir Mibat Yomechad V'ad Shtavi Shte Sa'arot. Right? But Mechir, from when she's 1 day old until she brings two sa'arot already, she can be sold. The Gemara is, Vehane b'nei kenasaninu. You're telling me these ladies in the Mishnah, the fellow has to give a knas to the father? Ve'amai. Why? Ikri kan velo tiye le'isha. Why don't you read the pasuk? And the pasuk says that what? Part of the law of an onis is velo tiye l'isha, that he has to marry her. Isha hareuya lo. That's dafka, a lady that is befitting for him. And since these ladies are not befitting for him, so therefore they should not have the law of knas. The Gemara asks a simple question. So Gemara is going to say that you're right, but we have extra words that are written in the perasha of ones, and from the extra words, it's going to come to include even ladies that are not ra'uy. What are the extra words? Amar Ish Lakish. Ne'ara, ne'ara, ha-ne'ara. It says the word ne'ara actually twice in the parasha. One time it says na'ara, regular. The language actually is ki yimsa ish na'ara betula. And then we have another pasuk that says v'natana ish ha-shochev imma la'avi ha-na'ara. Now, the first na'ara, obviously you need to tell me the regular law. But the second ha-na'ara is extra. Now, because it could have, pasuk just could have said v'natana ish ha-shochev imma la'aviha. Give the money to her father. What does that have to say? La'avi ha-na'ara. So the second na'ara is extra on two fronts. Number one, na'ara is extra, and the hair is extra. Ha na'ara. So basically you have three na'aras here. You have the first na'ara, the hair of the second na'ara, and the whole world itself. The whole world itself. Okay? So the Gemara is going to analyze, what do you need three na'aras for? Na'ara, ha, na'ara. So the Gemara says like this. Amarish Nakish Na'ara, that's the first one. Na'ara, that's the second one. Had Na'ara, that's the extra hair. Had Legufe. One, you need just to tell me the law. Well, if a person finds a Na'ara and he rapes her, he has to pay. Vehad La'atuye Hibel Lavin. The Na'ara, the extra one, is coming to tell me, even if, let's say, the lady is Mihibel Lavin, that's a lady that what? For example, a Mamzeret, or a Netina, or a Kutit. That is isul lav, isul lota asir to go with them. Vehad la atuye chaybe kiritut. And one is coming to include even chaybe kiritut. That what? Anida, eshet ah, achoto, etc. Achot abiv. Good, so therefore that's how the Shtakish knows to come and include these cases. Rabbapa amar, Rabbapa says, betula, betulot, abetulot. Now according to Rabbapa, he has a derasha like this. The pasuk writes, in the law of mifateh, not in the law of onus. Now you have to know, how could you bring the ayah from the law of mifateh to onus? Well, there's a gezerah shava that links these two parashiyot together. So whatever we're going to say by mifateh is going to apply by onus. Now what does it say by mifateh? We have the word, I'll give you the pasukim. One pasuk says, V'chi yifateh ish betula. Okay, so that's betula, number one. Then we have a pasuk that says, Kesef yishkol, that's the pay money, kemoar a betulot. Right? Like the price of the betulot. So again it says the word, betula, again. Now, that's extra, because the pasuk could have just said, Kesef yishkol, kemoar. Meaning, you know, the coin to the payment. What does a betulot mean? So therefore it says three times, a betula. Then you have again betula, which is like betula, and then the plurality. So the Gemara says betula betulot had legufe. Okay, one you need for itself. Just so the guys mefateh betula. The had atuye hibel lavin. One to come and include, even if she's a hibel lav. The had layut atuye hibel keritut. Good. And once already I know it by mefateh, I link it to onus as well. Good. Right, because the pasuk says, "Kemohar habetulot." So that the hair is extra and the betulot is extra. You have three betulot. You have betulot the first one, but that's legufe. You need it for itself. Then you have habetulot, hair and betulot. That's three times: one for itself, one for haibet lavid, one for haibet kiritut. Link it back to ones, and that's how you know. So we have a fantastic machloket over here between Rish Lakish and Rabbapa, not in so far in law, but in the origin of the law. All right? According to the Rish Lakish, you know it from what? Ne'ara, ha-ne'ara. According to the Papa, you know it from? Betula, ha-betulot. Yeah? It's because Gemara says, Ve'rapapa, according to the Papa, Ma'ita'ama lo'amar ki Rish Lakish. What's the matter with Rish Lakish as the Rasha? Which is one, you learn it from ne'ara, ha-ne'ara. Ha'u miv'il l'chta'abayeh. Because he uses it already. The Amar Abaye ba aleha. Let's say the guy raped the lady umeta, and then she died. Patur, he's patur from paying the father the 50. Why? Shene emar v'natan le'avi ha'ne'ara, the father of the ne'ara. le'avi ne'ara ve'lo le'avi mita. The father of the ne'ara, she's still a ne'ara, not the father of the deceased. So therefore, that second ha'ne'ara, he needs for a derasha, to teach me why you only pay when the ne'ara is still alive, but not when the ne'ara is dead. So therefore, he couldn't use that derasha, it's taken. Oh, now we go the other way. V'rish lakish, my tama lo amar kerav papa. Why doesn't he learn the betula ha-betulot situation? So he says, ahu mev'ele le'gezira shava. Well, no. He uses those words already for the gezira shava, for the link. What's the link? Titanya k'shava b'raita. Kesef yishkol kemo ha-betulot. It says kesef yishkol, in the case of a mefate, when a person seduces a girl, he has to pay kesef. That doesn't tell us how much. If you look at the whole Torah and the law of Mifateh, we don't know how much he has to pay the father. So the Gemara says, Shiyeze kemoara bitulot. It has to be the price of the bitulot. Well, what's the price of the bitulot? Umoara bitulot kazeh. Which means, and the moara bitulot, which means, the moara bitulot is the price that you pay for onis. Me'anis a bitula. And once already you're telling me, because it says the word bitula by onis, right? Ki yishkav ki yimsa ish bitula, ne'ara bitula. So therefore we say like this, more bitulot. That what? A bitula, we know its price is how much? 50. Oh, so now when I read the pasuk of mefateh, it says bitulot, I know the price is 50. Now, when it says by onis, it doesn't tell me what type of coins. It just says hamishim kesef. I don't know, is it a mane, is it a shekel? Oh, by mefateh it says yishkol. So yishkol is lashon shekalim. So therefore that's how I know what type of coin. So from onis I learned the price, and from mefateh I learned the currency. Good? And that's, I'm learning from the habetulot. That's the link word that connects the two, but it's just what's used already. Look at the Rashi. מבעל לגזירה שווה. בתולה דכתיב גבי מפתה, מבעל לגזירה שווה. בתולה לגזירה שווה. מה כסף האמור באונס 50, אף מפתה 50. ומה מפתה שקלים, דכתיב בישקול, which is לשון שקל, אף 50 של אונס, שקלים כאמר. Good. So therefore, it's used, the Shekish cannot learn like the Papa, because he uses the Betula for the Gezira Shava. Comes Gemara and says, V'Rish Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, Name Mev'ele Lichde Abaye. Which means, wait, Rish Lakish, you learn from Na'ara Ha'Na'ara. But wait, shouldn't you learn Abaye's Deen? That teaches me la'aviya na'ara, to teach me that what? That the na'ara has to be alive. Why don't you learn Abaye's law? Which means you gotta learn that law from somewhere. What do you do with that law that says the na'ara's gotta be alive? And then go the other way. Verapapa namim mifa'ilin gezira shava. Hey, rapapa, you're learning betula betulot. Don't you need those words for the gezira shava? Which means the Gemara's accepting both these dirashot of Abaye and the gezira shava as valid. And both rabbis have to learn them from somewhere. So therefore, where do those rabbis learn it from? So the Gemara is going to revamp the derasha now. Ela shita kira'e ketive. There's actually six pesukim that are written here. Which means, let's talk on the outside. You have the three na'aras and the three betulas. In onis, you have na'ara, ha-na'ara, which is three. And by mifateh, you have betula, ha-betulot, which is three. So altogether, I have six words that I can play with. So the Gemara says, Ne'ara, Ne'ara, Ha-Ne'ara, that's three. Betula, Betulot, Ha-Betulot. That's another three. So I got six. Tre, Ligufayu. Take off two, just for the law. Well, she's going to tell me she's got to be a Ne'ara, she's got to be a Betula. So that's, we have four left, yeah? Had Lichde Abaye. Oh, one of them, one Ne'ara learned Abaye's law, that she has to be alive. Abiya Ne'ara. V'had gezira shava. Good. And use one of them, one of the betula words, for the gezira shava. So I have a show I got left. I got two left. Aiterule tre. I have two words left. אחד לתויה חיבה לוין, ואחד לתויה חיבה קריטות. One for חיבה לב, that it applies to, and one for חיבה קריטות. Comes the Gemara and says, ולאפוקה מהייתנה. This is coming to exclude the following opinion, which means that which we said in the Mishnah, that a Mamzeret has Knas, and his sister has Knas, it's coming to exclude the following opinion. Netanya, Velo Tehye Le'isha. We have a very important Machloket on this Pasuk. What does it mean, Velo Tehye Le'isha? After a person rapes the girl, what does the Torah say? And to him, Velo, Velamid Vav. Vav Lamid Vav, Velo. To him should be his wife. So Shim'on HaTimni says, Shim'on HaTimni Omer, Isha sheyesh ba havaya, a lady that it's shayach to have marriage to, that kiddushin is tofes. Whenever you see the word tihyeh, tihyeh literally means will be, but in Gemara you always see they use it lashon havaya. Havaya is a language that kiddushin is tofes, that kiddushin is hal, which means what type of ladies does the law of Knas apply to? Velo tihye on ladies that yesh bahem havaya, that there is kiddushin tofes. That's Shimon HaTemeni's opinion, yeah? Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya omer, isha re'uya lekayema. He says, what do we learn from the words velo tihye li'isha? A lady that you're able to keep married, to stay married to. Now, what's the difference between the two opinions? One rabbi saying a lady that's marriageable, that the marriage hits, and the other rabbi saying a lady that you're able to stay married to. So the Gemara asks, "My benayu, what's the nafkamina between the two opinions?" It sounds like they're saying the same thing. The Gemara says, "No, it's a big difference." Amar bizera mamzeret venetina ika benayu. Let's speak it out ourselves. A mamzeret. Is kiddushin tofes on a mamzeret? Yes, because we have a rule. Kiddushin tofsin behibe lavin. On a lady that's only isu lav, like a mamzeret is only isu lav, lo yavo mamzeret, kiddushin is tofes. So according to Shimon HaTimani, the law of onus will apply. Velo tiye leisha. Which type of lady is in this pirashav ones? Isha sheyesh ba havaya. This lady is havaya. This kiddushin is tofes. But according to Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, he says isha that you're able to keep. Mamzer you can't keep. You gotta get her out. So therefore, the law will not apply. So there'll be enough kamina between the two opinions. Mamzeret or netina. Yeah, the Gemara speaks it out. Lema damar yesh bahavaya, which means according to Shimon HaTimni, which is the Shitas yesh bahavaya, hadami yesh bahavaya, yesh bahavaya. Lema damar re'uya lekayema, ha'ena re'uya lekayema. Good. Yeah? Okay. Let's read that sheet. Shiyehe bahavaya, shekidushin tofsin lo ba. Havaya means when kidushin is tofes. Prat le'achoto. Which is automatically, that will knock out a sister, because a sister is chiyuv karet. And we know the law is, kiddushin is not tofes, b'chibek karet. Ulchol chibek keritut. Di alfina b'kiddushin she'en kiddushin tofsin bahem. Right? Umash malet tihyeh. Again, now that she tells, whatever says the word tihyeh, lo tihyeh lo isha, lashon habayat kiddushin. Di shim'on ben menasya mashma le tihyeh lashon kiyum. Which is the mahloket in the... And how do you understand the word tiyeh? It says velo tiyeh lo leisha. The first rabbi Shimon HaTimni understands the word tiyeh melashon havaya, which means kiddushin. Kiddushin is tofes. The second rabbi, Rabbi Shimon Menasi, he learns the word tiyeh, meaning kiyum. You're able to keep her. Tiyeh, you're able to keep her as a wife. Nafkamina will be in the case of mamzeret. According to the first rabbi Shimon HaTimni, havaya there is. Kiddushin is tofes. Therefore, the law of onus will apply. According to the second rabbi, Rishon ben Menasya, yes, kiddushin is tofes, but that's not his item. His item is what? Tiyeh, you have a kiyum, or you cannot stay married. Therefore, the law of orders will not apply to a mamzeret. Good? Mm-hmm. comes the Gemara and says, Ul Rabbi Akiva. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, En Kiddushin Tofsin Behaibe Lavin, my Benayu. Rabbi Akiva holds, Kiddushin is not Tofes, even in Haibe Lavin. He holds that we have a law like this. Anytime that Kiddushin is not Tofes, so then the children are going to be Mamzerim. So according to Rabbi Akiva, not only do you make Mamzerim in Haibe Karet, but he have Mamzerut even in Haibe Lavin. So according to him, what's the nafka mina? Which means by Kiddushin is not to face in either of them. Now, we should point out, the Gemara clearly in Yebamot spoke out that Shimon HaTimni clearly does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, we have no problem. Shimon HaTimni doesn't go like Rabbi Akiva. He holds that what Kiddushin is to face Mehaybe Lavin. And therefore, according to him, he'll say that Mamzer Haibe Lavin is Tofes, yes, Baba Yah, therefore it's Shayach. So therefore, you don't have to answer this question. You don't have to be clear, doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. But the problem is, they're asking this question according to Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, if you're going to go like Rabbi Akiva, so then when you came along and said, how did you understand the Rasha? Velo tiyeh lo leisha. What does it mean, velo tiyeh leisha? Wait, kiyum. What's the nafka mina? Which means, according to you, you're not allowed to be mekayem, not a mamzer. The kiddushin is not tofes in them as well. But there's no nafka mina. And what are you adding on the first opinion? Which is the first opinion said any lady that has havaya. Okay. Now, what are you coming along and saying any lady that you can make kiyum? Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. My benayu, please. Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya kaparichla. Deilu Shimon haTimani Shemina la biyebamot nepadik alid Rabbi Akiva beadetnan ezu mamzer kol she'em barsan shu belo yavod devre Rabbi Akiva Shimon haTimani omer kol she'chai be'alav karet bide shamayim. Clearly we see in the second yebamot that Shimon haTimani says you only have mamzerut from Haibe Karet. But Haibe Lavin Kedushin is indeed tofes. So therefore, Ela Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya kabayinana. I mean like this. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, Ish Svira like Rabbi Akiva. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that what? Kiddushin is not tofes, not only by Haibe Karet, but Kiddushin is not tofes even by Haibe Lavin. Ma'ika ben mashma'uta de tehiye lashon kiyum le mashma'ut de Shimon haTimni. Which means, what did you add? Which means, either way, you're learning velo tehiye. So there's two ways of learning the word tehiye. Either Havaya or Kiyum. There's no difference. Which means, if you're learning it Havaya, according to the Akiva, none of these ladies have Havaya. Not Chaybe Navi, not Chaybe Kiyum. If you're learning Kiyum, none of these ladies can keep them either. So therefore, according to you, Shimon bin Menasya, Alibad Rabbi Akiva, what is your Dirash coming to exclude? I'm going to say it again. Rabbi Shimon bin Menasya. He saw a pasuk in the Torah. It says, "Velo tiyeh lo leisha." Right? So he says, "What is the word tiyeh coming?" Oh, tiyeh meaning the law of onus only applies to ladies that you're able to keep. But if you can't keep them, the law of onus doesn't apply. Good. He could have learned the word tiyeh also. Tiyeh, ladies that are marriageable. That are shayach havaya. He picked for some reason the first way. Tiyeh, that you could keep married. Yeah? Alibad Rabbi Akiva. There's no difference between Haibe Kiritut, Haibe Lavin. You can't marry them. There's no Havaya. And you cannot keep them. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, what's the nafka mina according to you, Alibad Rabbi Akiva? Meaning, not like Rabbi Akiva, I understand the nafka mina. Because, not like Rabbi Akiva, Haibe Lavin, Kiddushin is Tofes. Haibe Karet, not. So therefore you can have a case where you have Yeh Havaya, but no Kiyum. Nafkamina. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that you're telling me that there's no difference between Haibe Lavin and Haibe Kiritut, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, what did you gain by saying Havaya means, or Lote Yeh means a lady that you can't keep? My Nafkamina. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the difference. Gemara says, Ika benayu almana le kohen gadol ke Rabbi Simai. Netanya Rabbi Simai omer Minakol Ose Rabbi Akiva Mamzerim. Rabbi Akiva says, from any Isur Lav, the child is a Mamzer. Because the rule is what? If Kiddushin is not Tofes, the child becomes a Mamzer. So Rabbi Simai taught, any Hayuv Lav, Rabbi Akiva makes Mamzerim. Chutz me'almana le'kohen gadol. Can a Kohen Gadol marry an Almana, a widow?
No.
It's Isur Lav. But you know what Rabbi Akiva says? No. Even though it's Isur Lav, no Mamzerut. In that case, that's the exception. Why? Shale Amra Torah, because the Torah says by Kohen, Lo Yikach Velo Yehalel. Do not take an Almana, otherwise your children are going to become Halalim. Hilulim Hu Ose Ven Ose Mamzerim. So he learns. The Torah goes out of its way to say the children are going to be Halalim and not Mamzerim. Oh, so therefore we found, even according to Rabbi Akiva, there's one exception to the rule. And what's that exception? Amanat Tukun Gadol. That what? Kiddushin is Tofes Bechayveh Lavin. So therefore, comes out according to the way we're learning now. Rabbi Shimon Menashe said like this. Velo Tiyelo Li'isha. After the guy rapes the girl, what does the Torah say? You gotta stay married to. Oh, so what does it say? Only to girls that you're able to remain married to. Mm-hmm. What is the nafka minah? Nafka minah would be remain married to. Am I allowed to remain married to a, let's say, almanat to Kohen Gadol? Correct? Are you allowed to remain married to almanat to Kohen Gadol?
No.
Not to remain married to. Good. So therefore the law of honest does not apply if an almana. If a Kohen Gadol went with a almana, good. But if he would have learned havaya, velo tiyeh, is there havaya by almana to Kohen Gadol?
No.
Yes, according to Rabbi Akiva, there is.
Oh yes,
kiddushin is tofes. Again, even though Rabbi Akiva says kiddushin is not tofes, not by chibe karet and not by chibe lavi, there's one chibe lav that kiddushin is yet tofes. Which Chibed Avin is it yet tofes? Amanat to Kohen Gadol. Also, now in the Rabbi Shimon ben Asya, very good. Rabbi Shimon ben Asya, you gave Evan Afkamina. You chose to learn ki tihye velo tihye leisha only on ladies you're able to keep. Good, let's analyze. Could you keep any karet ladies? No, because all the karet ladies are not in the subject. Can you keep any of the Chibed Avin ladies? No, can't keep them either. Good, so they're all out of the picture as well. Oh, but what if Rabbi Shimon ben Asya would have learned velo tiyeh, meaning ladies that you have havaya. It applies to ladies that you are able to keep. The kiddushin is hal. No, the kiddushin is hal. Well, kiddushin is hal. It knocks out all the karet ladies, because karet ladies, kiddushin is not hal. It would knock out 99% of the chayim lavin, because kiddushin is not, but it would not knock out amrat to Kohen Gadol. Because according to Rav Simai, Almanat to Kohen Gadol kiddushin is chal, even though it's a chibed lavin, it's the exception to the rule. So the nafka minah, the bishma menashe would be almanat to Kohen Gadol. That's why he had to say, as you look at Rashi, almanat to Kohen Gadol, demode berabi akiva shekiddushin tofsin lo ba, vafapi shei belav, uchre bisimai vuadin girusha lejot. Same to the law that she applies would be a girusha lejot. It's the same item. Which means if a Kohen Ejot marries a Girusha, Kohen Rebbe Akiva, Kohen Rebbe Simai, Kiddushin would be to me. So there's actually two nafkaminot. Almanat to Kohen Gadol and Girusha to a Ejot. Mena kol, kol anoladim mechaybe lavin, Rebbe Akiva says, mamzer, lo yikach. Except for Almanat to Kohen Gadol. Because what does it say? Lo yikach velo yihalel. Implying that in this case, if he marries, the children do not become mamzerim, they become halalim, nashi, v'smich lev lo yehalel zaro, midin keuna hu mehalelo velo shem mamzirim aleihem, which means all you're doing is rooting them from keuna, but it seems you're not rooting them from mamzerut. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen.